This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Federal Reserve policymakers today pulled out a new tool in their ongoing effort to revive the sluggish economy. After 2 days of meetings, they confirmed that they will go forward with a move known as Operation Twist. As NPR's John Idstey reports, the goal is to bring down long-term interest rates and boost growth.
The tool Fed policymakers grabbed has only been used once before, and that was by the Kennedy administration way back in the 1960s. It was dubbed Operation Twist by Wall Street traders after the dance craze sweeping the nation at the time. The Fed's strategy then, as now, will involve buying long-term government bonds in an attempt to force long-term interest rates lower. Normally, the Fed's action focuses on lowering short-term rates. The Federal Open Market Committee members didn't say anything in their statement about the twist. What they did say was, quote, "To support the economic recovery, the committee decided today to extend the average maturity of its holdings," unquote. It said by June of next year, it will purchase $400 billion worth of Treasury securities with remaining maturities of 6 to 30 years. Former Federal Reserve Vice Chairman Alan Blinder says the strategy will likely lower interest rates only a couple tenths of a percent, which should boost some mortgage lending and corporate borrowing and have a modest positive effect.
If you start translating one-tenth or two-tenths of a percent on long-term interest rates into more GDP, more borrowing, more GDP, more jobs, you get a measurable number, but a pretty small number.
One economic consulting firm, Macroeconomic Advisors, says the Fed move could boost employment growth by 350,000 jobs over the next 2 years. Mike Frantantoni, vice president for research of the Mortgage Bankers Association, says a separate move announced today by the Fed may actually be more helpful for the housing market than Operation Twist. Fed policymakers said they will again purchase mortgage-backed securities from agencies like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. But with mortgage rates already near record lows, says Frantantoni, the Fed action will provide only incremental improvement in the housing market.
It's going to help a few more borrowers afford a home that may be a little bit bigger than they otherwise would have been able to purchase. It may help a few more borrowers refinance.
But he says there are still a number of other constraints on the housing market that keep it from taking off, like high unemployment. Is the Fed now out of useful ammunition? Princeton professor Alan Blinder says not quite.
It definitely, as is rational, shot off its most powerful weaponry earlier and has left the sticks and stones and BB guns for later.
Blinder says there's one more thing he'd like to see the Fed do: reduce the interest rate it's paying banks on deposits they have at the Fed. That, he says, could nudge them into making more loans. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.